Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, in the Green Scene today, the mystery of the cold spots in hot places. But first, how 25% of the Earth's population is suffering from water stress. In other words, using more than 80% of its available water every year, which, of course, is a very hazardous place to be. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So water stress, that is the definition.
It is the definition when you're essentially, you've used up 80% of your water that year. You're hoping it'll be renewed by rain. Water, but of course you're totally dependent that that rain happens. And it's hard to believe for us, you know, after the week that we've had so much rain. But a report last year from the World Resources Institute has said exactly that. We're approaching a time when 25% of the world's population are facing this extreme water stress. And they've called out some countries particularly. There's kind of the top 25. And I know some of them won't be surprising to people, places like Saudi Arabia, but also on that list are places like Chile, South Africa, and in Europe, we have Belgium and Greece that are both regularly reaching this kind of very precarious point with their water supplies.
Now, there are different reasons in different places. I mean, if we have water stress, it's probably because we're not collecting enough of the stuff that falls from the sky. But let's talk about Chile.
Yeah, Chile is a country that has just become incredibly dry. I mean, we think of Chile, we think of the Andes Mountains and snow. But what they have just had is a huge lack of rainfall over the past number of years. And if you think about it, the average rainfall across the globe is 860 millimetres in the year. That's the average. In Chile, in some of the last years, there's only been 15 millimetres of rain. So there's whole areas of the Andes where there isn't even any snow anymore. And this is starting to affect every aspect of their life, you know, from their mining to their vineyards and obviously even access to drinking water for people. So they're just suffering from extreme lack of rain, essentially.
Now, what about South Africa? You'd imagine, you know, coastal, they might do desalination or something to supply water.
Well, I mean, South Africa does suffer from a little bit. I mean, it's about half the average rainfall. So it has just under 500 millimetres of rain per year. But a bit like us, their water is very unevenly distributed across the country. So a lot of people are dependent on drinking water that's piped from hundreds of kilometres away. So there's huge disparity in access to water in South Africa. You have over 25% of schools have no access to drinking water. Nearly 50% of medical clinics have no clean water there. And in fact, in some of the big cities, people might have heard Cape Town, almost exactly 6 years ago, around April, they were setting a ground, a day zero, when Cape Town would run out of water because they just simply don't have enough drinking water. And what they've done to help address that is they've set quotas for people around how much water they can use. So here in Ireland, we use about 130 litres of water per day each. I mean, in somewhere like California, they're using over 300. But they restricted residents of Cape Town to only 50 litres a day. So, you know, that's only really enough for a very quick shower, 2 litres of drinking water, one hot cooked meal, one load of laundry and washing your teeth, essentially. So very, very restricted.
Now, let's talk about Europe. Belgium. I mean, I've been to Belgium many times, and most of the time I've been there, it's rained at least once.
Yeah, but Belgium is very dependent on reservoirs that fill with rain. They don't use their groundwater supplies. So when we do get a long dry spell in the summer, as we have had over the past couple of years, they do get down to the last 20% of their water. So they are very concerned about this. I mean, in Belgium, they're actually very conscious of their water use. They use less than us. But they've actually done an interesting calculation in Belgium, because what they've said is, right, you and I, when we run our taps, we use about 100 litres of water a day. But what about all the other things that we use? So the clothes that we buy, the food that we buy in the shop, if we go out to a restaurant, all our belongings, what's the annual water cost of those every year? And they've calculated that that's nearly 7,500 litres.
Does that include the water that might be used in China for dyeing the fabric?
It does. It uses the total water that's required to sustain a Belgian's lifestyle in a year. And that's this nearly 7,500 litres a day. But of course, if we look at what's actually available in terms of water on the globe, there's only about 5,500 litres a day per person. So it is a narrative now in Belgium that is, you know, we are using more than our fair share of water and we need to rethink that.
Okay, let's talk about Ireland's water usage. We are not a stressed nation. We don't use 80% of our available resources every year, but...
We don't, and we have a lot of rain, as everyone is experiencing today, particularly in the West. But we do have a disparity between where the water is most needed it and where the demand has grown over the past couple of years, which is obviously in Dublin, and where we get the most water in the west. But really, one of our biggest issues is leaks. So we have very old water pipes. So even once we collect the water and treat it, we're losing nearly 40% of it in leaks. So really, that's what we need to do to address our water shortage
And we'll never get it down to zero, it appears, because even modern supplies... leaks happen.
Exactly. But I think coming back to the Belgian example, you know, we should still be very conscious of our water use. And in fact, you know, it links to our overall consumption. So when we do get a dry spell in the summer, even though I know people find it amazing when we've so much water at other times of the year, we do still need to think about conserving water when we have dry spells, because there is that big impact of actually storing and treating our drinking water.
Now, if you look at the Dublin region, what we use compared to what we can produce?
Yeah, so we are using 628 million litres of water a day. But the system, that's 13 million more litres than the system was ever designed to produce. So, I mean, again, this speaks back to our water infrastructure just not really being fit for purpose with a growing population and that increasing demand for water that we all have.
Okay, so the Shannon, which is going to be the source of our water, the amount of water that is needed is only a tiny fraction of what the Shannon flows.
It is. And again, I think it's probably, if we could deal with our leaking issue, you know, the reservoirs around Dublin would also be able to cope much better with our demands for water. So this is a problem that kind of has to be addressed from multiple angles.
All right. We'll save the mystery of the cool spots in hot places until next week, Ruth. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.